Welcome to Boundless Love Podcast. Here it's all about next level approach to love, leadership, and intimacy. I am your host, Sophia Sundari.
Hello! Welcome to the Kundalini Shakti session. Today in the morning, I was greeted by a snake, which is a really special sacred omen. A snake came just to my porch where I was doing some practices, and she made herself known to me as I feel that I am in the process of the greatest transformation of my life. And I know so it is collectively. And I would love for you to tune into what is transforming in your life. And what is transformation? It's a path of accelerated ascension. It's an accelerated time of becoming your highest, most empowered, most revealed, most vibrant self. And transformation usually is not a walk in the park. Collectively, we are in a place where there's a lot of trauma awareness. A lot of people have certain awareness around how trauma works, how nervous system works, what it means to regulate your nervous system, what it means when your nervous system is dysregulated. And so lots of people kind of understood how we get to get triggered by relationships, by other people. And so this, all of this is kind of like groundwork that we will keep coming back to. But however, there is like a collectively overall an okay level of that. And that's when we are invited into transformation. When a certain amount, enough, whatever it may mean for different people, depending on your personal history, depending on your karma, depending on your ancestry. You may have had a lot of healing to do. Other people have done some, and that's enough. And whether you feel ready or not, now you are invited into this portal of transformation. So anyway, I am fascinated by transformation, and the work that I do is transformational work. I don't typically tell people that you're going to come and heal. I'm saying you're going to come and you're going to get transformed. You're going to come and you're going to come to life in a way that you've never felt alive. You're going to come and you're going to open your orgasmicness. You're going to come and you're going to start feeling so vibrant and so awake. You're going to go higher in your state of consciousness. You're going to perceive reality from a very different lens. You're going to master your creation. You're going to understand how you create your reality. But I don't speak about healing. However, healing happens, but from a different place. Yeah, when you go higher, then you give space to different parts of you to heal. And so today, I want to speak about how we, and give you the practice on how we block ourselves and how we resist our, to what is happening in life, how we resist our greatness, in fact, and what to do about it. So what is true is that everything is happening by itself. Like, you literally get to sit back and allow your life unfold. Let life take care of life. It's not all up to you, in fact. Much of life unfolds outside of your active perception. And then that's why whenever we see people who work a lot, it's not necessarily bringing big results, right? In your own life, there may have been times when you worked so hard and the results have not been what you wanted. Or you may have given so much to someone and then still that didn't create love or relationship of your dreams and so on. And so when we do a lot in the paradigm in which we are brought up, we are told do a lot, yeah, create a lot, don't be lazy, or else you're not going to succeed in life. And that's something that comes from a paradigm of not believing in our worth, of tremendous shame. I also touched on shame in one of our sessions, of intrinsic disconnection from this wholeness, from this inherent worthiness of our being. And that's what then makes you want to run like a hamster in a hamster wheel and makes you try to get something out of life and go for more, and finding yourself not happy, not fulfilled, depleted, exhausted, and so on and so forth. So the radical approach is to recognize that everything is being done. Everything is being done. And you literally get to sit back and let it happen. But this is the hardest thing, because even when people are trying to do nothing, they are literally trying to do nothing. They're literally immersed in doing nothing. And that's the paradox, that to let life take care of life, to let life happen, does not mean that you sit and you just like are in contemplation the entire time. There may be phases of that in your life. But what I found, and I keep speaking about it, you know, now we are in the process of the 28 days of surrender. Surrender does not necessarily look like this. It may look like you are burning from inside. You have this soul fire that caught you and you are unstoppable and you're like, bam, moving, and you cannot stop yourself. And when I've experienced phases of that in my life, it's literally, it would take me effort to stop it. It would exhaust me to try to stop this movement that happens without me trying to create it. In fact, whenever in my life I've tried to force movement and activity and creation, and you all know I create a lot. I've created so much. I've created a whole Sundari temple that is full of material, of transformation, deepest work you can do on yourself. And it just has been pouring out of me. It's the work of the last 12 years, just pouring out of me. But whenever I've tried to create that from my personality, from my ego, because I thought I had to, because I thought, well, you know, that's the thing, that's what I do. So it's not really coming. I don't really feel it. I don't really know what I feel anyway. And, you know, that may happen to some of us who have undefined emotional center in human design. You know, sometimes there is this specificity that sometimes you don't even know what you feel. And then it's there, the mind may come in and rule very powerfully, because such is the nature of a society in which we are brought up and our conditioning, that mind comes in and tries to fill in the gaps. It's like, oh, you don't know what you feel? Nothing is really happening, so let me bulldozer. I know what to do. I'm smart. I got a degree. Or even if you don't, doesn't matter. But the mind is like, oh, I know what to do. This has been, you know, whenever those kind of situations arose for me, or whenever I see that arise in my clients, this is the most exhausting and depressive and just miserable time. However, in this commitment to surrender, what we get to discover is that literally when your job is to listen, your job is to stay in such intimacy with yourself that you're like, okay, now it's moving. Now is the thing. Now it's a very different thing. It doesn't mean to bail out of your commitments. This is also important, because here in Bali, where I am currently, there's a lot of people who are in the flow, which is cool. And I'm also very much in the flow here right now, but it's not sustainable long term, especially if you have things to do in the world and you want to impact people and you want to impact the evolution of humanity's consciousness. And, you know, like, you need to get your shush together and ground and honor your word and honor agreements. And there's a lot of masculine, inner masculine work that is required and that is extremely challenging for people who want to be in the flow, you know. So this has place, but still it's even deeper than that. It's not that I'm going to be in the flow now forever and ever. It's more like, okay, now there is this movement. Now there's that one. Now there's this momentum. Now it's like, how intimate can you be with your deepest self? And how can you recognize that it's the voice of your deepest self and not the voice of your conditioning and not the pull? Actually, voice, I don't really like advise to listen to the different voices, because usually those voices are like voices of the mama, papa, and everyone who brainwashed you along the way. and the society and the kindergarten teacher, and, you know, just parts, different parts of yourself. So we want to get specific, to understand the voice of truth and to discern this is the momentum of truth, not even the voice. It's the momentum. It's this feeling of like, God, empty me. I recommend this kind of prayer to be emptied, to get out of the way. Whose way? Your way. Guess what I would say. Not someone else's way, someone, you know, who is not you. It's you. You, the truest part of you. Your greatness actually is that. You want to get out of the way, allow all these conditioned parts to get out of the way of you. This you, your greatness, you. So that's what we want to focus on. Because a lot of people that I know, and that's kind of the thing that I always connect to when I'm in Bali. I'm here back after 4 years of not being here, and before I used to spend a lot of time here. And I was noticing how so many of really brilliant people that I meet here and my friends, they find themselves in a very similar pattern where it's like nothing is taking off. That they have ideas, but these ideas are not quite unpacking. And there's all this inspiration, but it's not quite taking shape. It's not quite reaching more people. There's no quite evolution, really. There's a little bit. It's more internal. It's internal. There's something building internally, but it's not quite. You know, it's like the flow is being blocked. It's like there's something that is activated here, but it's like the river is blocked. There's no allowance of it. And so that's where work on Kundalini activation is really beautiful. And in the activation of Kundalini, you literally, in the practice I want to do together with you now, you literally unlock this river. Kundalini, she's like a snake. So Kundalini is this raw sexual energy that has created us all. And so the snake appeared today just in front of my porch. So I was like, oh, okay, it's a Kundalini day today. So we bring on the Shakti Kundalini, and she is that. She's coiled at the level of your sacrum. And when you listen deeply and when you give permission, when you get out of the way, she starts to uncoil. And she uncoils and she activates different energy centers inside of you. So she activates the sexual center, and then you start to feel more sensual and more creative and more open to connect with other people. You kind of get out of the hermit mode. Then she rises higher, and then she activates your willpower, and she kind of brings on this masculine fire of moving forward with your ideas and penetrating the world with your vision, with your clarity, with your direction. Then she moves higher, if you let her, because it's a big gap from the belly to the heart. She moves higher, and then she activates your ability to be compassionate and truly love yourself and therefore love others and get out of that judgment pattern, criticism pattern, where you, wherever you look, you notice what's wrong with that. Whenever you look at yourself, whenever you observe yourself, whenever you speak about yourself, you always refer to some insecurities, to some misery, to some inadequacy, and calling yourself all sorts of names and not being kind to yourself. So when the heart opens, then there is more compassion, there's more embrace, there's more, yeah, vulnerability also. So often I talk to people who really struggle to just say things how they are, to be vulnerable, to go like, well, that's what I desire, that's what I need. That's like, you know, if it means I will lose people from my life, I have to honor this heart. I have to honor this truth of the heart. So few people dare to do it. They rather hold on to what's familiar to them and to the seeming comfort because it's familiar. And when you open the heart and you start to listen to how your heart wants to express, you bring this vulnerability, then it's a lot of unknown. You jump into the infinite sky of existence. You don't know what's going to happen. It's terrifying. But the heart is capable of that. That's the magic of the heart. You know, it's just, it's incredible what human heart is capable of. I'm reminded of the story of one of the disciples of Dalai Lama who was taken to prison in a very unjust way. And he was there in prison, tortured and beaten and receiving horrible, horrible treatment. And then when he got out of prison, the journalist was talking to him and asked him, what was the hardest thing when you were in prison? And he didn't say the hardest thing was to be not free, to be condemned, to experience the injustice. He said the hardest thing was not to lose compassion for the people who were torturing me. And there are multiple examples of that, of this power of the human heart. What becomes available to us? How we start to see others? How we stop blaming others? How we stop looking for red flags? How we stop calling people narcissists and all these terms that are medical terms that we can only use when there is a medical condition? And, you know, it's like you just get out of that blame and punishment of yourself, first of all, because whenever you try to punish someone else, it means you're punishing yourself. And, you know, the heart is capable of that. So Kundalini rises and then she activates the throat. And then there is this capacity to speak. And this is a big one for women, especially. Yeah, throat tends to be really blocked. Blocked throat, very much linked to blocked second chakra. Blocked, even, you know, it's a strong word, but basically what it means is that there are knots that haven't been unpacked. And then in the throat, we have this ability to speak in being divinely inspired, to create divinely inspired, to get out of the way, actually, and to see the world through the eyes of transfiguration, through the eyes of seeing the divinity, to recognize the beauty and speaking to it, being moved by it, seeing it, worshiping it, loving it. So that's power of Kundalini rising to the level of the throat. Then she rises further and activates the third eye, your ability to discern, your ability to see clearly beyond the veils of illusion, to see truth directly. And that's a big one. Yeah, this is a very high, ultimately, because we may experience certain degrees of activation of every chakra, of every energy center, but in the ultimate sense, this activation of the third eye is like this ability to see everything that exists in your subconscious mind. And this is where we are often struggling to create life. If you are like, okay, I want to be the creator of my reality, but then reality doesn't quite get created in the way that you want it to be created, it's because there's all this unseen baggage. Yeah, there's this whole unseen package that you carry that is subconscious, that is conditioned by millennia and millennia of evolution of humanity's consciousness and your own personal evolution. So when the third eye awakens, when the Kundalini, the snake, rises to the level of the third eye, you start to see so much. And this is a very, very evolved state of being, because most of people are not ready to see things. And when you start to see, it's like some things you're like, oh, wow. Okay, this takes a warrior spirit. When you see a lot, it takes even more willpower, even more warrior energy to be anchored into. And then finally, Kundalini rises to the third. I mean, obviously, I could like spend a whole lot of time on each and every of these energy centers. There's a whole like, you know, book and course, and we can spend years exploring each one of them. But I'm very briefly guiding you through it because we're going to go into it in the practice. And then the crown. Yeah, finally, when the Kundalini rises to the crown, spiritual traditions explain that this is the moment of complete illumination, complete activation of the rainbow body, complete return to the light, being the light, exuding light, embodying the light. So in the practice, you get to taste. Yeah, you get to taste all of it, and you will see that some centers are easier for you. Some centers are like, oh wow, yeah, this is fun. This is like, you know, maybe for many of you there will be this in the second chakra. It's like, oh wow, it's so nice to allow this energy, this juiciness, this flirting with life, this sense of like, oh yeah, it's fun, it's pleasure, it's sensuality. For some, there will be a sense of like, wow, so good to bring the fire to the third chakra. There is this, wow, yes, like I love this fiery way of expressing myself. And normally I hold back because I feel that I'm too much for people. And when I really show how passionate I am, then it's like, then other people are uncomfortable around me. So if you are one of these people, yeah, you'll feel it. And then for others, it's so liberating to go into the heart and go like, that's all I ever wanted. This is how I want to live my life. This is the life I want to be a part of. This is where I want to live. This is where I want to hang out with my people. This is all I want, to live in the heart, in this place of love, in this place of compassion, in this place of really grandiose embrace, where you are embraced and you embrace all of life. It's an incredibly beautiful way to live, and so on. Yeah, so yeah, I guess you get the point. So, are you ready for a practice? Yes. So, how we're gonna practice is by very gracefully directing your attention, and we'll be using the breath to support the focusing of the mind to each chakra. First, we will connect to the Sneha herself, and then we'll go to the root. Yeah, also the root, I didn't really speak much about it, but the root is the first place where you get to ground instead of fly away. And then from there, we will flow up, and then we'll flow down, and then we'll anchor, and you will feel amazing. Okay, so closing the eyes, and then visualizing a snake coiled at the level of your sacrum. So sacrum is this triangular bone at the very base of your spine. And then feel this potency. Connect to this potency in your sacrum. There's this condensed energy. It's like, ooh, there is this power there. There's a packed sense of power. You can place your hand over your sacrum, and another one for women over your womb, for men just below the belly button, and directing your breath into that area, feeling, visualizing it expand. And with exhale, we're going to use sound. Inhale through the nose. Inhale. Inhale. Exhale with an S. And we are calling forth the power of Kundalini, the primordial sexual power, energy of creation. And make your prayer here, make your offering here. What is that you would like to direct this power to in your life? Is there a particular area of your life where you feel a bit stuck, where you feel a bit stagnant? Is there an overall sense of like, oh, I just want to feel more like myself. I just want to feel more alive. I just want to feel more vibrant. I want to feel more happy. So whatever it is, name that. Dedicate your practice to that which is truly important for you. Asking for support, for nourishment, for protection, for healing. And then starting to bring the energy to the root, visualizing your pelvic floor, directing your breath into it. Big inhale. Exhale into the pelvis, visualizing that you are exhaling through your base. Inhale into the base, into the perineum. Exhale. Inhale. You can squeeze the pelvic floor and exhale, relax. Inhale, squeeze. Exhale, relax. Inhale, squeeze, charging the pelvis, charging the root. Exhale. Connecting to the sense of grounding. Inhale. Sense of belonging, being a part of the human tribe. Next inhale, bringing the attention just to the area of your genitals and the womb for women. Inhaling, feeling the snake coiling up from the root to the second chakra. Inhale into the area of your genitals. Bringing the healing energy. Exhale. Inhale. You can also inhale like as if you're drinking through a straw. Bringing the lips together. Exhale. Inhale, feeling this cool energy of water element. And bring a little bit of movement to your body, a bit of swaying. Inhale. Making a little movement, you can start to make circular movements as if the snake is uncoiling up your spine. Now bringing the snake to the area of your belly. Inhaling. And place your hands over your belly. Inhale into the belly, into the third chakra, activating the fire element in you. Exhaling with a long S. Inhale. Bringing the belly button towards your spine on the exhale. Inhale, expanding the belly. Exhale, bringing it toward the spine. Inhale, expanding. Exhale, bringing the belly button to the spine. You may start to feel pain in the belly. That's a good sign. Things are moving here. Oftentimes there is emotions that are stuck, blocking that fire, that movement forward, that also an aspect of surrender that requires you to move, to bring the fire. Continue breathing into the belly. Inhale. Exhale, belly button to the spine. Inhale, expanding the belly. Exhale, belly button towards the spine. Beautiful. Now making that leap from the belly to the heart. And you can continue moving the spine in spirals. Kundalini starts to uncoil upwards. Start to feel the snake rising through your belly, inviting her up to activate your heart and allowing your spine to come alive. So the spirals, or even you can move from side to side, So bringing the attention, all your attention to the heart center. Feeling this warmth in the heart, feeling this expansion in the heart. There may be sadness. When you start to feel the heart, there may be a lot of sadness, there may be grief, there may be things that you didn't allow yourself to feel in a long time or ever. So now just dropping deeper into the heart. What is really going on in this heart now? Inhaling into the heart. And exhaling with a sound, ah. And you can hold your hands just in front of the chest, inhaling into the heart, feeling how the field of the heart expands. Exhaling with a sound, ah. Ah. Continue and allow yourself to feel your heart. Have you been listening to your heart lately? What has your heart been telling you? Does it feel like you've abandoned your heart? You've abandoned the inner child, the sensitive, the vulnerable parts of you. Have you listened to your heart's desires? Breathing and allowing yourself to feel. Even the tears may start flowing. This is perfect. You may start to yawn. This is perfect. Inhaling into the heart. Exhaling with a sound. Ah. Inhaling into the heart. Exhaling with a sound. Don't worry about how you sound. Make it a sound of the heart. There may be higher pitch, there may be lower pitch, but this ah sound, the carrier of the heart's frequency. Inhale, big inhale into the heart, opening the heart, softening the heart. Ah. And then feeling your heart. And then from here, moving higher up to the throat. Visualizing that snake continuing to move and move up through the heart, opening the throat. Breathing into the throat. You can place your hand over your throat, feeling your throat. How much attention do you actually give to your throat? Bringing in the S sound. Inhaling into the throat. You can constrict the throat if you're familiar with Ujjayi breath. With your breath, really visualizing that you are activating the throat, that you're opening the space in the throat. You can move your hands on the around the throat, move them up through the throat, up towards your jaw, towards your face. Inhaling with a throat friction, exhaling with an S, and really visualizing how you're cleansing your whole throat portal. and relaxing your neck, just moving your head from side to side. So in circles or half circles. Now big inhale all the way down to your base, visualizing that you're directing your life force down to the base, and with exhale through from the base up along this entire channel we've worked with, and allowing a big sound to emerge through the throat and opening the mouth, allowing the sound. So inhaling all the way down to the root. And exhaling with a sound. I'll do that once again, activating this entire pathway once again, inhaling, directing your attention to the root. Exhaling with a sound. Okay, beautiful. And now let's direct this energy, all of it again. Just scan through every energy center through which we worked, from the root to the second, to the third, fourth, fifth, and then to the sixth, directing your attention to the third eye, middle of your forehead. You can place your finger in the middle of your forehead, and you can tap a little. Breathing with your breath, visualizing that you are charging your third eye. Exhaling with an S sound. Tapping on the third eye. Inhaling. Visualizing your whole head light up. Feeling the snake starting to rise up to your third eye, activating the higher intelligence, higher clarity, higher discernment. You might feel like your eyes behind your closed eyelids are rising up to look towards the third eye behind your closed eyelids. Beautiful. And then letting all this energy move up to the crown. And we'll just going to stay here, visualizing bright white light at the level of your crown, just above your head. Lightness of your being, true destiny of becoming the light that you are. Letting this light shine, letting it illuminate the places of darkness, letting it come down in your body. Now you visualize that this light is coming down into your head, nourishing all your glands, every part of your head, letting it go down your face, to your throat, to your heart, to your belly, to your pelvis, to your root, and just visualizing yourself in this light and asking this light, this is the light of your highest self, asking this light to nurture you, to heal you, to support you, to transform you, to support you in this time when lots of things may be changing for you. Just offering your sincere request, a sincere ask, asking for help, asking for support, asking for this light of your true self, of your highest self, to show you the way, to illuminate your path, and making this commitment now to follow it, to follow this light of your path, to trust what comes in your life, to trust the people who actually are sent to you, angels, these guys, these humans, trusting that light of your true being, trusting this knowing that I talked about earlier, not the voice of conditioning, but the deep knowing when you are here in the deep listening, and then bringing your attention down to the level of your belly, just below the belly button for women, to the level of the womb, bringing your hands over this area, taking a couple of breaths into this area, letting all the energy be gathered here, all the energy we've moved, we've done quite a big practice today, all the energy that we've moved, all the energy that we've cultivated today, letting it be stored here in your womb, in your dantian, so that this energy serves you, becomes available to you throughout your day, so that it nourishes you. And then finally hands to the heart and just resting in a moment of gratitude. Gratitude to be here, to give yourself this time to fully focus on yourself, to fully focus on what matters. Gratitude for you to plug into the temple for a moment with me. And as you know or not, this time, this session today is a part of the 28 days of surrender that I am holding space for my community. If you're new here, you're super welcome. And this time is also serves as a preparation for the in-person event that I am hosting in Portugal on the 2nd, 3rd, and 4th of May. So we are going to, through this portal of this preparation, we are going to meet in person, and we're going to take all of this to a completely new level, because much can take place when we are together in person. So take care of yourself now in this phase after the practice. I wonder how you feel. Please share with me. You're so welcome. My absolute pleasure. Please share with me what comes up for you. What did you experience in the practice? And yes, this alignment, yeah. And the point why we ended up with this practice is to allow your energy to flow so that you can get out of your way, so that the mind stops hijacking your true path. And this is exactly what we're going to take to a whole new level at Ecstatic Remembrance in person. You will actually experience what it means to be moved by your true self, by your true path, that very little effort is required, but a lot of trust, and that's the hardest point. Ciao, ciao.